Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Daf Samech Gimel. In the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shmini, beginning of Halacha Gimel, six lines from the top of the page. Says the Mishnah, Ein moichin peirush Shvi, lo b'mido, v'lo b'mishkol, v'lo b'minyan. When you sell the fruits of Shemitah, you're not allowed to do it with measurement, or with weight, or with counting. I mean, even in times when one can sell the fruits of Shemitah, he needs to sell it in a way that it's different than the regular fruits that you sell during a regular year. So he can't do any type of measurement to it. And that will remind him this is Shemitah. He's treating it basically like Hefker. It reminds him it has Kedusha. V'loy te'enim b'minyan. You can't sell figs counting them. Now, what's the Chiddush over here? It says the Pnei Moshe, even though usually figs are not sold that way, it's still Asur. V'loy yerek b'mishkol. You can't sell vegetables with a weight. You also can't sell vegetables in bundles. If you bundle it usually at home, not to be sold, so then so you can do it in the market as well, because that's not the normal way that usually people sell them. If we talk about specifically two vegetables, that's when usually you keep it home, so that you could sell in the market on Shemitah. Says the Gemara Lama, what's the reason? Kedeshim karu bezol, you'll sell it cheaper. Because if you don't have the exact measurement, so it's coming based on approximate, automatically you're selling it cheaper. Fish kalu belitrovim karu bezol, says the Gemara, weigh it. And just say you have to give a discount. Says the Gemara, im omar at ken afui noig bim gdusho. If he's going to start measuring, he's not going to treat it with gdusho. So that's what they said, just treat it like a Paris hefker, as the B'chaim says, and therefore you will remember to have a gdusho. Tani, peres chutzot shenichasu loritz, you have fruits from chutzot that came into Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah. Lo yinim koyim lo b'mido, v'lo y'mishko, v'lo y'minyon, they also cannot be sold, not by a mido of measuring it, not b'mishko, not weighing it, not b'minyon counting it. Ela k'peresol, the same way you do with the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. V'yim ayuni koyim mutar, but if it's clear that it's coming from chutz loritz, then it's mutar. On b'yisi b'arbon, eilin, Kur kedaikyo de salkirim is dabrim misusito letferyo. An example of vegetables that are clear they're coming from chutzlarts are these type of vegetables that they come from susito, which is chutzlarts, in territory stroll to tferyo. Avchizko b'shoram boma memel zeshu moided bekfisho v'nistaimush loy shnaimush lo shopiomi. Someone who is not usually using a normal measuring instrument. He's using a kpisho. Kpisho is a type of bowl. But he measured with it already two, three times. So he's using this one as a standard measuring vessel. So if so, a su lomad boy is now used in Shemitah. Even though that's not the official measuring tape or measuring kli, but here you can't use it because for him it became the measuring kli. Continues the Gemara on the base. Omar Bishaya. Osu meimar ovad etzboch. You're not allowed to tell a butcher to go and use his finger to cut a certain amount of meat. Because that's the normal way for a butcher to do. Another similar concept. Tobach koin, you have a butcher who's a koin. Shini smaloi pchor, he has a pchor to sell. You're not allowed to sell a pchor in the normal way. Mao mikatoso kuptin umizdabno goishuko. Can you cut off pieces of meat and sell in the market? Cut it off in the house and sell in the market. Habibi so mima shori, you thought maybe it's motor. We learn whatever you do usually in the house, you can do in the market. So here, he's cutting things in the house and bringing it to the market. That's similar. This whole Mishnah tells us Osur. What we allow to do in the house is only something that's the normal way to do in the house, not to sell in the market. But this is the normal way for a butcher to sell in the market when he uses pieces that he makes in his own home. So therefore, that's also to do by a koyin with a pchor. Halacha da zok de mishnah. Someone tells a worker, take some money and go collect for me vegetables today. Schar mutter, the money they gave the worker does not become Kedusha Shvi'is because he gave him money for working but not for the vegetables. But he told him, go take this money and collect vegetables for them, you know, in exchange for them today. So now he's giving money for the vegetables. So that's also. Go take from the baker of bread for this amount. And eventually I'll bring you vegetables in exchange for the bread. So that's mutter, because that's not a normal schoira. He's not owing money. He's just doing an exchange, which is mutter over here. But if he did take the bread stam with no deal, he should not pay for the bread with the money of shmiz. Now I'll let him use shmitah to pay for a loan. And here, because he's not giving vegetables in lieu of the bread, he's giving money, so it's a choif, so he can't pay with more shmita. Says the Gemara, Mabli noimer lekatli, ubad maimer lekutli boy. What's the difference in the Mishnah? He says, go take this money and bring me vegetables, or go take this money in exchange for the vegetables. And as the Rash Tzirulara says, even though we did say there is a chiluk, there's a difference. You give money for the work, or you give you money for the vegetable. But that chiluk is not enough not to come and aser it, because it's so close to each other. So says the Gemara, Rav Avi Mishim Rav Yosef Bachanino, Mehilchos Shil Imum Hi. It's one of these halachas which are not clear. Meaning Rabbanon came and told us, this is mutter, this is aser. We don't have a clear understanding why they differentiate it. But Chazal saw that's the right thing to do, and they did it because they had a reason, they had to allow it, even though it's almost the same. And the Gemara now is going to bring a list of a few examples of halachas of imum, halachas that are not clear the differences, but Chachamim told us to do that. And we'll see in this daf one example. Tam and Tanin, and we learn over there. Lo yomar odom lechaveru ha'al es haperes ha'ele liyushalayim lechalik. When you talk about ma'isa sheni, don't tell somebody else, take my fruits, my ma'isa sheni fruits Yerushalayim, and we'll split it. But say, take the Yerushalayim, so we'll eat it together. And the reason for the difference is, because when you say to split it, it sounds more than you're making a business with it. I'm giving you the fruits, and in exchange, I'll pay you by giving you part of the fruits. But we say that we're going to eat and drink together, so that it's not so clear that it's for business. But still, it's very, very similar to each other. So the Gemara says, Ma bin oimer lechalek. What's the big difference between the two? This is one of the examples of hilchos shel imum, hilchos that is not so clear the differences, but Chachamim told us this way, and this is one of these examples. And the Gemara is going to continue with other examples in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, daf Samech Gimel.